You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good. Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from the Homestead Festival. This is Rory Feek's farm, and I ran across some folks that I wanted to share about their effort. It's the Pick Tennessee Products, Pick Tennessee Products effort, and I have with me, with Whiskey Trail Bees, Jennifer Evans and Stanley Evans, Master Beekeepers. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. I appreciate Mike Brown, who is with the State of Tennessee Department of Agriculture, connecting us so that you could share about this Pick Tennessee Products effort.
Pick Tennessee is a wonderful organization here in Tennessee. It really allows those of us in agriculture to get our name out there, and they really represent us well and give us some leads that we might not be able to get on our own. And it gives us, we get phone calls almost every week from people looking for local honey and things like that, that they go to the Pick Tennessee, and it gives you a lot of resource information about agriculture.
How long have you been in business for yourself?
My husband has been in business for himself as a manufacturer for his entire working career. Our bee business has been about 10 years.
So you know the difference in having the support of Tennessee Products and not having it, correct, when you first
started? Oh, correct. I come from a long line of small business owners, and I cannot brag on them enough. They have been excellent in helping us grow our business.
What is it that you feel is the core of the help that you receive?
Resources that you might not know. They also help you along the way. There's a lot of things you don't know when you go into a small business. I've had to very quickly learn about things like barcodes and packaging and laws and labeling. And they've always been a good resource. If I didn't know where to go, they would find me somebody.
As I mentioned, I had a tortilla factory. Me and my wife operated that. And then I had a chip company. So I took the tortillas, made them into flour tortilla chips, cinnamon sugar. They were great. But that also meant as I went into the grocery stores that I had a nutritional label, that I had the UPC code, that I was meeting the standards for having a product in the grocery store. And that's much like what you're doing.
And nobody teaches you that going into a small business. All of a sudden, one minute you're doing one thing and the next minute you're like, I need what? And you are diving in, and it's the little steps that they can help you with along. Sometimes there's things that they could have helped me with I didn't even know to ask them.
Absolutely, and what a big learning curve it is. And what we hope is if someone starts a business, that from the beginning they have some of those tools that maybe businesses that started many years ago did not have, and that way they can be that much farther into some knowledge and experience.
Exactly. Every little small business needs somebody to help them along the way, because there is such a learning curve, and there's a lot of money wasted in small businesses as you grow that you think, oh, I wish I would have thought that through, or
yes,
I wish I would have done that differently. And Pick Tennessee is kind of an advocate to help you get through those stumbling blocks.
It's easy to spend when you feel like it's absolutely necessary, and then you go back and remember or think it wasn't absolutely necessary.
Exactly.
That there was another path I could have taken.
There was another path, or I should have thought these labels through.
That's your capital.
Yeah.
And your capital goes away. You don't have a business.
Exactly.
Right? So you got to keep the money flowing in.
Exactly.
We also have with us Stanley Evans. Stanley, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Hello, this is Stanley Evans.
And you've been a businessman for quite a while, as your wife said.
I have. I've been in tool and die business and automation robotics for almost 30 years now. Prior to that, I owned a real estate office, and prior to that, a construction company. My daddy threw me a bee suit at 8 years old.
Wow.
Says, hey, we're going to start keeping bees. That was not my idea of a good Christmas present, but...
And Jennifer gladly adopted this lifestyle? Is that how did that happen?
Well, you know, kicking and screaming, she did.
We did.
We started with two hives again because I would have bees for a while and I'd get rid of them. You get bored with them or get in a situation where selling bees was more important than keeping bees and making a little bit of honey. So, you know, it's up and down through the years. And then I started back with two more, and two became four, and four became 16, and on down the road.
How is Whiskey Trail Bees doing right now?
No, we're not making any money. We're just out here enjoying ourselves.
And loving bees.
Yeah.
And you get to have honey on your biscuits at home.
Exactly, if you want them. We're in the exponential growth because at some point I want to get out of my machine shop that I've been in four walls for almost 30 years, and I want to walk on terra firma, not concrete.
Absolutely, I understand that. And for my listeners, those who might want to benefit from Whiskey Trail Bees, how would they get in touch with you? How do they contact?
They can contact us through WhiskeyTrailBees.com or on Facebook or on Instagram.
Excellent. And as I mentioned, I have Mike Brown. He's the food business consultant with the State of Tennessee Department of Agriculture. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Mike Brown.
Thank you, Mark.
Mike, it's good to see you out here today at the Homestead Festival. And you've had opportunity to speak with people out here who are in attendance. What has been the response to the Pick Tennessee Products program as they've come to your tent?
Well, the biggest response is, what are you selling? They come up there and go, wait a minute, we don't see what are you selling? So there's always a little bit of an introductory period to say, we're with the Department of Agriculture. Our Pick Tennessee Products is the platform that's the branded state program. And so I'm just here to represent the Department of Agriculture the best way we can. The stars of the show are our producers. The yes. farmers, there's no more noble profession in the world than a farmer. And we're very serious about giving them the resources they need to be successful. And it was nailed a minute ago, money is hard to come by if you're a farmer. It you have to work diligently, and then you have to be dependent on weather. And if you're bees, you got to make sure your queens aren't flying the coop and running all over the place and leaving a mess. And so there's just a lot to it. So we're extremely blessed in that our farmers in Tennessee are the stars, and it's not something we take lightly. The Pick Tennessee Products platform is free for farmers to participate in, which is unlike many state organizations. Yes. That's charged. They charge a significant amount of money to participate in it. In Tennessee, it's taxpayer dollars that have already funded it.
Very nice. What do you feel like as food business consultant that you bring to the table for these business owners, like those who own the Whiskey Trail bees?
Well, just and Jennifer nailed it a second ago, when a lot of times you don't know about barcodes. You don't know what there's such a dramatic difference between law and preference. There's a lot of things in the food business that is not a law. For instance, barcodes. It's not a law that you have a barcode on something. If you want to sell the product to the local grocery store, you have to have a barcode.
Yes.
And so that's just an example of something that's it's law versus preference. So the biggest thing we do is try to bring some experience to farmers to say, did you know about this? And sometimes they have and sometimes they haven't, because most farmers have gotten into the business because of a passion, not necessarily because of a business acumen. They don't necessarily know, for instance, what a store is going to require as far as gross profit margins.
Yes.
What the market will bear. You know, who their consumer is. You know, just things like that. And we work very hard to try to keep people informed and try to make connections. Make the connections between the people who can buy your product so you can sell it to them.
Networking.
And make some money. That's right. That's right.
Mike, what's your background?
Well, I've been with the department for 10 years, and I was a food product consultant and broker for all of my life until the state gave me an opportunity about 10 years ago, and I was at the point in my life that I really wanted to do that, fit my set of skills. And so I'm extremely blessed to be here. It's a great department. We have a phenomenal commissioner, Dr. Charles Hatcher. That's a shameless plug, but Dr. Hatcher is a great commissioner. He's an agricultural man, not a politician, and we're just very blessed to have him.
Has the Pick Tennessee Products program come into place in your 10 years that you've been
here? No, it's been around for at least 20 years, maybe 25.
So it took somebody prior to you really getting it going and establishing it, and then you're able to really work off of
Indeed.
Their efforts, right?
Indeed, it did, yeah. And for anybody listening, I strongly encourage you to go on the Pick Tennessee Products website, picktennesseeproducts.org. If you're looking for any product in Tennessee, it's there.
One of the things I wanted to add is the Pick Tennessee and Department of Agriculture are really good about listening to us as well. They're not necessarily always out there like we are, so we can present them with problems and things that we might need to see changed in the agricultural industry and things like that, and they are always open. I mean, they will try and remedy your problem as quickly as they can, which is phenomenal, because I didn't grow up in the South. You can tell by my voice. And I've not dealt with a government entity that has ever been this helpful.
It's good to have people that have a passion for their work as much as you do as an entrepreneur, right?
Right.
Because I know what the passion that I had when I had my own business, and I always wanted people that I could network with that had that same drive so that we could accomplish some things together, and that's what it sounds like you're able to do through the Pick Tennessee Products program.
Exactly. And when you have 250 hives, you need all the help you can get.
Good luck. Again, give us the website so people can purchase your products.
WhiskeyTrailBees.com. We're also on Facebook on Whiskey Trail Bees and on Instagram. The Tennessee Department of Agriculture also does a very good favor to the agriculture industry by the TAEP program. And that's very vital a lot of the times to being able to afford that, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 honey house or the equipment that you need to just like buying hive bodies and frames and that type of thing. So the TAEP program is awesome. And we thank the Department of Agriculture for helping us out with that because that's a grant program that is, it has been issued every year that I know of thus far. So everybody needs to get involved in that.
And can they find out about that program by going to the Tennessee.gov, the 10.gov
Absolutely.
Page?
Absolutely. There's a TAEP, and that's, you know, we'll drive you crazy with acronyms, but that stands for Tennessee Agricultural Enhancement Program. Sorry, Tennessee Agricultural Enhancement Program. And there's actually a drop down, I believe, on that page, but you could search TAEP on that page and get there. And it's actually the application period is always in October. So and it's only taken once a year. So if you miss the application period for 1 year, you just have to wait till the next year.
Okay.
But you can apply year after year though. So it's not a one and done thing. You can continue to make money. And it's grants, not a loan.
Two places to go for people who are interested. Go to tn.gov/agbusinessdevelopment and also go to picktnproducts.org. That's picktnproducts.org. Thank you, Mike Brown, for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Mark.
When we come back, we'll have another segment coming from the Homestead Festival, Roy Feek's Farm here in Columbia, Tennessee. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
To the city, works extra hard all day.
wishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants Dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
And we're back. We're coming to you from the Homestead Festival. This is Rory Feek's Farm. Glad to have Flowers Creamery out of Etheridge, Tennessee with us right now. Morgan Flowers, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I want to say thanks to Mike Brown, who is the food business consultant for the State of Tennessee Department of Agriculture, for connecting us today.
Yes.
He spoke highly of the Flowers Creamery and wanted me to talk to you guys.
I appreciate
because it. He feels like you've got a good business here in Tennessee.
We really try, and we work very closely with the Tennessee Department of Agriculture. I call them TDA if I say that later. But they are a great resource for us, and so I'm very proud that he thinks highly of us too.
How do you feel about the Pick Tennessee Products program being a part of that with Flowers Creamery?
It's incredible. It's a one-stop shop for our state for everything locally made, which is a big trend, and so it's really helpful that the state is involved in promoting those businesses to local consumers, especially now we've had a big influx of people moving in from other parts of the country, and so that's a great resource for them to use to find us, you know, and there's an interactive map, and so you can see who's close to you. It's by category, so that's just a great way for the state to promote its producers, especially the value-added producers too. So we really enjoy being part of it. It's super easy. If you make a product, please join it so we know about you. No, but it's a wonderful resource for us. It connects us with a lot of customers.
At what point did you become part of Flowers Creamery yourself?
Well, my husband and I are the Flowers. So he started milking in 1996, which I'm a lot younger than him, so I was still in school. But we met in 2014. We got married. And then in 2019, we decided to pull the trigger on value added because of milk prices and the old commodity fashion where they were just making it hard for a small farmer to stay in business. So we decided to capture wholesale and retail dollars for the farm to promote our longevity and not have to be a big dairy or sell out. So we wanted to do that. And then we actually started production in 2020. Which was very interesting.
Yes, what a year.
Yeah, we had some delays because everybody was being super cautious, but then we got on the road. And the good thing is we work pretty independently in a sanitary environment, so it was a good place to be during the pandemic, actually.
Yes, and as far as stores go, as far as those who were carrying your product, did you have problems in 2020 getting stores to take the product?
Absolutely.
I know there was a mad rush on groceries back
then,
right?
There was a mad rush on groceries in general, and then the local supply chains. So it really did help in that sense that people really like drew back to their home and then started looking for things locally. We saw the fragility in the national and international supply chain, so I think that built a lot of value in local products that was already kind of trending. So we just kind of blew up at that point, which was great starting a business and then being scared because then a pandemic starts, right? And then our community just absolutely just blew it out, supported us, and it went really, really well. So it actually worked out decently well for us in terms of, you know, what the consumer trends were.
Right, and you survived through that time period.
We did.
Here we are in 2023. Things are improving, I believe, for most businesses.
Yes.
My wife just started her own seamstress business, alterations business.
Yeah.
And she's been in now for 5 months.
Okay.
And doing really well.
Yeah.
Customers are coming. So when you start a business, there's always that huge risk,
yes,
that leap of faith, so to speak, that you take.
It is.
And it is nice to kind of take a breath of air, say, okay, we're on the right track.
Yes, we're doing it. It's something that, you know, is filling a need for the community, something people enjoy. It definitely did feel good to just have kind of that built-in customer base pretty quickly, because it is risky, and farming is an asset-heavy business, and so there is a lot of risk financially associated with like a production facility like we have. So it was great that our community just really showed up for us.
What part of the business do you really enjoy?
I really enjoy the animal side of things is what made me want to be on the farm with my husband, but really people. I enjoy dealing with people, talking to people. I like the marketing side of things. I like really representing agriculture to the public. Sometimes I think there's a breakdown in communication between producers who stay on the farm, you know, and the customer who's only seeing marketing from a third party. So really connecting literally farm to table is really rewarding for me, and educating people about where their food comes from and how it's made, and just kind of dispelling some myths. And then also giving visibility to a dairy farm, which gets a bad rap occasionally, right?
Yes.
But it's really nice to have people come to the farm and they're like, oh, well, these cows are actually super happy and y'all work really hard to take care of them. This is how it goes. And I'm like, definitely, this is real, right? Propaganda that gets, they make money off of eliciting an emotional reaction from you is not necessarily real. So it's always good to ask a farmer. So I appreciate that a lot. So that's been really rewarding for me too.
Have you had opportunities to have school children?
Oh, all the time. Yes. So our farm tours are mostly outside. So while schools were kind of venturing back into doing field trips, we were a good place for them to go and be outside, just have open air. Right. So we have had a ton of field trips come through. We have every homeschool group in Middle Tennessee, I think, has been to the farm. We also get a lot of adult groups. Some, you know, retirement age, like social clubs will come as well. So all ages, everything from current dairy farmers to vegans come on the tour. So we get a wide variety of people. I have had vegans that have purchased products from me because they liked the way that we care for the cows and everything. So that was just one of those instances of dispelling some myths and getting people to really believe in agriculture again. So that was really rewarding.
And we want to give credit to Rory Feek. This is his farm here that he's allowed people to come and bring their business. And it does give you an opportunity to share with some people that otherwise may not have heard of Flowers Creamery before.
Absolutely. This is a fantastic festival. There is a ton of education that happens with all the speakers. There is a ton of community building, networking, even nationwide. So there are vendors from a wide variety of places, depending on what they offer, and a lot of local vendors. So it's just a wonderful place for us all to connect and learn and get the word out about our products, right? But other than that, just feel like you're part of a community because you're all kind of in the trenches trying to do the same things, right? So it's good to build that sense of community too.
And Morgan, is this your second year to be a part of this?
It is, yeah. So last year was the first year, and we were invited to come, which was great. That really was a feather in my cap. And then we came and enjoyed everything, learned a lot from a lot of the speakers. We definitely networked with a lot of people, and so I thought it would be a good opportunity to come back this year for the second year in a row and kind of be an OG, right, because I was here the first time. So we really enjoy the entire festival. Yeah,
when I see Etheridge, Tennessee, I think about the Amish.
Yes.
Growing up in North Alabama, if we came to Etheridge, we were going to go through the Amish community and get some products. But Flowers Creamery is being put on the map in Etheridge, Tennessee as well.
Yes. So we're right at the edge of the world. It feels like sometimes the edge of civilization, which is a good place to farm. But we do try to really cross promote and cross market with people that promote the Amish, right? They don't have computers. So we like to kind of promote for them. So it brings in a lot of people that are coming to see us and that will hear the Amish, go check them out, the Amish Welcome Center, things like that. And then also there's a big draw specifically for the Amish too. And they don't deal so much in perishable goods. It's a lot of produce, right? And leather goods and furniture and stuff like that. So then they can come to our store and get dairy products as well.
Yes. And Morgan, I want you to be able to share everything you want to about your business so that listeners can connect. Maybe there's some people who want to connect with you and bring their kids for a tour or have something set up. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
My daughter Cora goes with me most everywhere and I love to take her places like that.
Yeah, no, kids love it. Parents and kids together love it. I think they enjoy seeing the kids' reactions. So yeah, it's always a fun outing. But our website's flowerscreamery.com. We're on all the socials at Flowers Creamery. You can reach out to us there. That's pretty much the best method this day and age, right? So you can find out more there. I usually post if we have tour times available, or you can make an appointment. So you can holler at me and do that as well.
Morgan Flowers, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today from the Homestead Festival. This has been great.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities, not only just around the country, but around the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show coming to you from Rory Feek's Farm, the Homestead Festival here in Columbia, Tennessee. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Special kind of
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com. and connect with them today.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.